Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sorry for the delay. And I'm Jose from Argentina. First time on, well, second time on Germany. I'm trying to share what I have to or what I'm developing or working, and the purpose is more exploratory for me than for you. And sorry about my German. It's not so good. Lots of ton of years without practicing, so I need to do it in English. No way. So nothing. Just the point of the explanation or what I want to share is something as simple as that is getting your own OpenStreetMap server running in two steps. Okay. Basically, there is a lot of solutions over there. The reason of that, or the reason of that proposal or solution became with a requirement on a client. And then what I discovered was that eventually the motivation that I have to build this was basically just reducing the technical gap between people that is not associated with GIS in particular, okay? And also that could be a geographer or it's not an IT guy. There is a mix of the audience that we can have that tries to work with the GIS stuff. And then we need to, as a technical guy, I wanted to share something that is simple to use with some principles. Maybe the solution that I'm presenting is quite simple, but at the same time is powerful because allow people that is not in the field of GIS or in the technical side to have something that allows them to work quickly or to try to understand and introduce themselves on the field of the GIS quickly. Basically, the motivation was just reducing the gap, the technical gap for general public, and to provide at the same time some kind of in-a-box tool. Okay, the general guys were just basically something simple, something like a solution. I'm not going to say product because when we say product, it's like we are selling, but it's not that. I want a solution basically. And the solution at the same time should be the starting point for people just to start to understanding things on the field of GIS. And when I say people is a React developer that never worked with IT, basically. Sorry, with GIS. So those were the principles. The particular use case that they used was in a military context for a development. They wanted just to have their own street map server. Then we decided to use OpenStreetMap as the data source because if they have some kind of problem in an offline mode, if they have a conflict, they need just to be offline of everything else. So that is a very simple requirement, but it demands a lot of things to consider. The other stuff that is non-functional, basically, it's a non-functional requirement, is that they need to maintain that by themselves, okay? With people that is not expert on GIS. So the proposal was using OpenStreetMap because it's an open data source, okay? Just trying to create something that allow us to get the tiles for the street map base map and externally from the providers and something that is scalable. So the solution at the end was just we tried to make it as simple as possible. So it was Docker that in this case, what you will see is that there is a solution on this side and also a sample of how to use it. Okay. The components that we were using was GeoServer for the render tile for tile rendering is ImpOps Worker that is a in particular is a tool that allow you to import things on PostGIS, and that were the component that allow you to have the solution working. Someone can ask if how we can reduce that. There are other ways to do it more simple, But at the same time, this is a powerful solution. What we did was basically separate that in the core and the demo. And then the proposed solution, you can see it here. Other solution will take tons of instructions to develop. This is something that we wrap in only two main steps, okay? Just getting something working takes 15 minutes.
Can you conclude, please?
Yes, and that's basically the thing that I wanted to share, and nothing. Just thank you for your attention, and viele danke. If you have any questions, just write me, and I can help you with the idea of sharing this.